Good afternoon. News time, 12 noon. 12 degrees outside. Expecting a high near 16 under partly sunny skies. Well, parts of Sheboygan's north side lost power for almost an hour this morning. A spokesperson for Alliant Energy said an equipment failure occurred at a substation on North Avenue at 931. Crews were able to fix the problem with power returning by 10:30. The outage affected 275 customers. Three homes were struck by gunfire and 26 rounds were fired off by a 40-year-old Fond du Lac man who was involved in a standoff with police in Fond du Lac Monday. Those are some of the details released by Police Chief Bill Lamb yesterday, who also says at least one police officer was fired on. The suspect was well-armed with rifles, handguns, ammo, and what appeared to be an explosive device. The incident ended peacefully after negotiators convinced the man to come out of the apartment building he was holed up in. Several people are in custody after shooting at Milwaukee police officers last night. Eric Grillert has more.
It happened as tactical officers were executing a search warrant at a home near 25th and Orchard. Deputy Inspector Donald Gaglione.
It was a search warrant for firearms and narcotics. Upon the officers from the tactical enforcement unit attempt or starting their entry into the residence, multiple shots were fired from occupants of the residence.
He says police didn't fire any shots and were able to take six people into custody. Nobody was injured. Gaglione says two of the people in custody are convicted felons and a third has an active felony warrant. It's not clear who is the shooter. The investigation is ongoing.
For WHBL News, I'm Eric Grillert.
House members are preparing for a vote on a budget deal that most seem to like, even if they don't like every part of it. We get more from Washington from Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson.
Conservative groups have blasted the budget plan, calling it a backroom deal that chips away at sequestration and is filled with cost-cutting gimmicks. Liberals aren't too thrilled either.
It's interesting to note that they rejected unemployment insurance. This is so unconscionable. It's practically at the level of immoral.
House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi on the bill's lack of an extension of jobless benefits. Even so, she says she'll vote for the budget. Final votes expected late this afternoon.
The office of Milwaukee Mayor Tom Baird is confirming he underwent angioplasty while hospitalized this week. The 60-year-old passed out after running a 20-kilometer race on Sunday and spent two nights at Wheaton Franciscan Wisconsin Heart Hospital. Barrett was back at work briefly yesterday and will maintain a light schedule today. His office says doctors found a partial coronary artery blockage during tests. Governor Walker has been busy the past few days signing bills into law. One bill creates a crossbow hunting season for any hunter during the fall months, while another increases the state income tax credit for working on a project involving a historic building to 20%. Another bill increases the number of math and science credits a high school student must earn in order to graduate from 2 to 3.
So many of our kids are interested in computer science in school, but they don't get credit for graduation if they take computer science courses. So we said, well, that doesn't make a lot of sense.
One bill that remains unsigned deals with toughening the process of how a school could be forced to change their Indian mascot. Walker says he hasn't made a decision yet on the bill, and he's more focused on other issues in recent weeks.
I'll certainly look at it because the legislature sent it to me, but I've had a higher priority than these other pieces of legislation.
State lawmakers push for a public hearing on increasing the minimum wage. Democrats specifically, they introduced a bill last January which would raise Wisconsin's minimum wage from $7.25 to $7.60 an hour and make any future increases based on inflation. State Senator Bob Wirch was among 26 lawmakers who sent a letter to Republican leaders this week asking for a hearing on the proposal.
I just think this is very important that we put the pressure on now because there's not that much time left before the end of the session.
State Senator Dave Hansen says the minimum wage is already off track from where it should be because past increases have not kept up with the cost of living.
This bill is modest in the amount of the increase, but significant in making a much-needed change to the way we approach increasing the minimum wage.
The bill is currently before the Senate's Judiciary and Labor Committee. The chair of that panel, Senator Glenn Grothman, has indicated he opposes the bill, but might still be willing to schedule a hearing. Brown County Sheriff's deputies continue to investigate animal abuse exposed in a video from an animal rights group at the Weiss Brothers Farm near Greenleaf. District Attorney David Lassie says he has not been asked yet to consider criminal charges. State Senate Democrat Tim Carpenter of Milwaukee asked Lassie to prosecute the workers shown in the video made by the group Mercy for Animals. Carpenter joined industry leaders yesterday in calling the video reprehensible. Weiss Brothers said it fired two workers involved and reassigned a third one. The Wisconsin DOT is holding a public involvement meeting this evening for a future road project in Plymouth. Mike Kinzel has more on this.
The meeting will be at the Plymouth Fire Station conference room from 5 to 7 this evening, with a short presentation starting about 10 after 5. Focus will be on a 2015 scheduled project around the Highway 67 County PP intersection, intended to increase sight distances and reduce crashes. Improvements would include removing a nearby embankment and other obstructions, and flattening a vertical curve south of the intersection. Format for the meetings: an informal open house, meaning that those attending can provide questions and comments on the DOT's plans. Mike Kinzel, 1330. WHBL.
It's not as cold today in northern Wisconsin as it was the past few days. Actual early morning temperatures did not drop below minus 10 thanks to some cloud cover and light snowfall. Other locations a little cooler yesterday, but we are on a warming trend after yesterday's bitter cold temperatures. Your forecast for the rest of this Thursday: partly sunny and a high near 16. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low near 10. Temperatures in the 20s the next few days, but snow chances increasing as well. Currently 12 degrees as we head back to Rush Limbaugh here on 1330 WHBL. News Time, 12:06.